This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm just going to come right out and say it and then have a discussion about it. Totally politically incorrect. I could never say this on YouTube. I would be banned on Facebook. If you're hearing this, wherever you're hearing it, maybe Brighteon.com or counterthink.com, you should thank your lucky stars that you have access to this information. So my statement is, there's no such thing as white privilege. And let me preface that, actually, or add some background, by saying a couple of truisms here. One is that, just for the record, I've lived in other countries. I speak conversational Chinese. I've lived in Taiwan. I've lived in South America. I speak conversational Spanish. I've been a resident of Ecuador. I've been a resident of Taiwan. I gave speeches throughout Southeast Asia. I've been to Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, China. I've been to Panama. I've traveled a lot. I've been to Australia. I've been to many European countries, Spain, France, England, you know, UK, even Ireland, by the way. I've traveled a lot, been all around the world. My wife is an immigrant. She's from Taiwan, so she's Chinese, but not communist China. She's Taiwan, you know, Taiwan China, which is the real China. And I affirm, I judge people by their individual traits. I never judge people by the color of their skin. And it offends me when other people judge people by the color of their skin. And the very phrase, white privilege, is a racist accusation because it's judging people based on the color of their skin. So leftists say you should never judge people based on the color of their skin, and then they turn around and say, well, you're white, therefore you were born evil. That is so intellectually dishonest and so racist. The real racism comes from the left, the political left. And by the way, I've quoted Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., many times over the years, and especially his I Have a Dream speech. And I believe that if Martin Luther King were alive today, he would be offended by what the left has become. Because it was Martin Luther King who agrees with essentially what I'm saying here. Well, maybe the inverse. I agree with what he said, which is that I hope to live in a world where we judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Well, actually, he said it in the opposite order. But that, you get the point. That's the world that I want to live in, a world which is based on merit. That someone gets into college based on the merit of their academics and their activities and not the color of their skin. And yet we live in a world today where there is rampant discrimination against certain groups, white people and Chinese people, in the university system. Universities routinely discriminate against white people and Asians. I mean, not just Chinese, but also Koreans, also Japanese, also Thai, Vietnamese. They're all discriminated against by the university system based on essentially the color of their skin, or what you might say, their national origin. Universities are racist. They hold slots open for black people based on the color of their skin, which is a racist policy that actually is a disservice to everyone, including those African-American students who are not being taught the real lesson of the world, which is that you have to earn your way into everything. The wisest, if I could dare say this, I think that wise men who are, and women who are African-Americans, would say to their children and grandchildren, don't ever let the white man give you something that you didn't earn. Don't ever become dependent on the white establishment. Don't ever need the approval of white people to continue your education or your career or your job. That real, strong, wise black people or people of African heritage are people who succeed despite the racist establishment that wants them to be in positions that exclude Chinese people and exclude white people. That system that is racist, that judges you on the color of your skin, and that system says that, oh, again, this is the system saying it, not me. They say that black people, in their words, need an extra lift because they're not capable, in their words, of doing that themselves. That's a racist belief system, and that's what universities push. And that's why I'm opposed to that. I'm all for giving everybody an opportunity. But people have to use that opportunity and prove themselves worthy of moving up. And that's why when it comes to hiring people, you know, in my business, in the Health Ranger store warehouse, we have black people, we have white people, we have all kinds of ethnicities, we have Asian people, immigrants from other countries who are now legal, you know, who have become American citizens and so on. It's a global picture, but nobody gets a free ride. Nobody. And I'll fire a white person just as easily as a black person if they're goofing off and not following directions and not doing their job. And I have done so over and over again. There's a lot of churn in the labor force when you run a warehouse, by the way. But when someone comes in for an interview, I don't do the interviews anymore, but I used to, and I look at them. The color of their skin makes zero difference to me. In fact, whether or not they have a college education makes zero difference to me. I want to know what skills they have. I want to know, can they think? Do they have logic? Can they carry out basic math? If I say to someone, this is one of the tests that we do, like, hey, there's a pallet that contains cardboard boxes, which are cases of our products. And if I say, oh, there's 12 bottles per case, and this pallet, you know, each case is, let's say, you know, 12 inches by 12 inches by 12 inches, like, you know, a cubic foot. And this pallet is 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. Then here in less than 60 seconds, for sure, tell me how many bottles are on that pallet. You know, just basic multiplication. But a lot of people can't do that. You'd be amazed. I mean, yeah, okay. So there's, what, 64 cases? You know, times 12 bottles, just do the math. You should have it quickly. It's not a difficult thing, but people can't do it. And it doesn't matter to me what color their skin is. What matters to me is how their brain works. And also, of course, whether they're going to show up, whether they have a track record of doing the work that's necessary. And that's the way our society should be. We need a merit-based system. Universities are handing out degrees to people who are not qualified. Degrees in architecture, engineering, and medicine. That should frighten you. Because if you go to a doctor and you're having surgery, you should want a doctor that earned that position through merit, not a doctor who was handed a bunch of extras all through their college career and medical training, where they're not really qualified, but they were the right, you know, gender. Maybe they were a transgender and they were like the token trans person for the medical school. So they got all like a free ride all the way through, didn't even have to do the work because they're the right sexual orientation or they're the right national origin or they're the right religion. Now it's Muslims are given all these benefits throughout U.S. academia. Remember the clock boy, Ahmed? Yeah. Given a full ride scholarship. It's all about now the virtue signaling rather than merit. That should scare the pants off you. If you're going up an elevator in a high-rise building and you realize that building was engineered by somebody who wasn't qualified, or you're flying in a commercial airplane and that airplane was engineered or built by someone who wasn't qualified, but they were the right gender, the right color, the right religion, they said the right things, it's all virtue signaling. That is dangerous to society, but that's the reality of what we have now, where you're punished for being white, but you're given all these extras for being almost anybody else except Asian. You know, you're punished for being Asian as well. Now, as more proof of all of this, keep in mind that there are race impersonators out there, mostly white people who are pretending to be people of color. Elizabeth Warren comes to mind. She said she's Native American Indian. She was lying. By the way, I am actually Native American Indian. I've estimated that it's maybe 10%, according to what my ancestors have told me. And I've even posted a photo of, I think it's my great-grandmother, who looks very strongly Native American, by the way. So I know that I am some percentage truly Native American Indian, but I don't run around saying, oh, I'm a person of color. Give me the scholarship. Give me the job. Give me the extra position at Yale or Harvard. But that's what Elizabeth Warren did. She ran around saying she's a woman of color, and she was celebrated as a woman of color. She even wrote recipes for a Native American Indian recipe book. And by the way, she plagiarized the recipe from someone else. It's so hilarious. She's such a faker. And then when, even more hilariously, when Trump challenges her on this issue, she goes out and gets a DNA test. The DNA test comes back 1/1024th, not even Native American, but like Mexican or Mayan or some South American cultures. She's 1/1024th, and her staff issues an announcement. This proves she's a woman of color. Are you kidding me? And then, of course, a couple months later, she backs off of that and says she's not a woman of color because she looks effing stupid for claiming to be a woman of color. But you got to ask the question, why? Why does a white woman want to claim to be a person of color when she's not? The answer is minority privilege. There's a privilege in being a woman of color. You're given extras. You're given an extra boost in academia, an extra boost in the job market. You're given an extra boost in society. You're given all kinds of boosts. And that's why white people claim to be people of color. Look at Rachel Dolezal. She's a white girl. She claimed to be black. I think she wasn't she the head of one local branch of the NAACP? Is that the right organization? Yeah. She claimed to be a black woman, and she impersonated black people. She's got no African, you know, heritage to speak of, no more than you or I, let's say. But, or, well, actually, I don't know your heritage, but myself, you know, I don't have any predominant African heritage, although, by the way, technically, we, all of our ancestors are from Africa. I'll talk about that in a minute. But Rachel Dolezal claimed to be black when she wasn't black by any reasonable modern definition. But why? Why did she claim to be black? Because of minority privilege. And she was, it's sad. She was making money off her book while she was collecting, I think it was food stamp benefits. And I think she was prosecuted for failing to report her book income while she was collecting this welfare, well, food stamp benefit. I think it was food stamps. It's just sad. It's sad. Why can't you just be happy with who you are and earn your way into success in life, regardless of your skin color, regardless of your national origin? See, a merit-based society is a fair and just society. People judge by their performance. And although it's almost a cliche to bring this up, you have to look at sports. Why do so many African-American athletes excel in sports? The answer is because in sports, it's a merit-based system. You have to earn your way. You have to score more touchdowns. You have to make more baskets in basketball, you know, whatever. You have to hit more home runs in baseball. Whatever the sport is, nobody says, there's no team manager that says, oh, we have to balance our team. Make sure we have a transgender linebacker. Let's make sure we have the proper number of Ethiopian wide receivers here. Or, you know, Muslim second baseman. Oh, wait a minute, can't use the word man. We have to have a woman on the baseball team, too. Like, can you imagine how hilarious it would be to have a left-wing liberal sports team? Like a football team of just all the transgenders and all the right skin color. Everybody's chosen based on their gender, their sexual orientation, their skin color, their country of origin, instead of how well they play. That football team would be the worst team in the NFL. It would be a joke. It would almost be hilarious. I might even pay money to watch that team. That would be funny. But that's the way that it's run in government and in universities. They pick the losing team to get the scholarships, to get the college entrance approvals, to get the government jobs. You go to any police force in any major city across America, and I guarantee you, the police chief was not chosen because they're the most qualified. The police chief was chosen for politics, which often covers, you know, virtue signaling, gender, race, religion, all these things. It's a political position rather than the most qualified position. You wonder why police can't respond to most of the important calls in major cities. Well, all you have to do is look at the leadership. They're not the qualified people. When society is run by this social justice left, everything breaks down because incompetence becomes what's in charge. Incompetence is the dominant factor. The most incompetent people are chosen for every position as long as they meet the other checkboxes of, again, gender, race, religion, virtue signaling, sex. Got to have a woman in that position, not a man. And better yet, have a migrant woman who's a lesbian. That's even better. So you got to have migrants in these positions. You know, it's insane. And that's why society's breaking down, or is one of the reasons. Because incompetence is now the norm. In a merit-based society, which you could call a meritocracy, you would have the most qualified people running things. But ideally, you know, people should be running their own lives. You are the most qualified to run your own life, not some big government. You are the most qualified to make decisions about how to spend your own money, not some bureaucrat in Washington, who's, by the way, totally incompetent because they got that position by having the right gender. You know, you are the one who's qualified to run your life. You don't need these other bureaucrats dominating your existence and telling you how to live your life. And yet that's the way society is structured today. So think about it. The left is at war with white people. The left is at war with men. They hate males and they talk about toxic masculinity, which just means being a man, by the way. It's insane. They're at war with heterosexual couples. There's now a call by the radical left to punish heterosexual couples and to just promote gay relationships and transgenders and gender fluid confusion. Because, you know, a man loving a woman and having a family and having a child, and the child is either a male or a female, according to the left, that's bad. Especially if they're white. That's evil. That's just all out. Can't have that. But this is a war on humanity. It's a war on reason. It's a war on human civilization. And that's the war that's being waged by the lunatic left. That's why I've said before, liberals destroy everything they touch. If they get involved, they will destroy everything. They destroy civilization. They destroy families. They destroy reproduction. They destroy ecosystems. They destroy planets. They are destroying planet Earth right now with their geoengineering effort to pollute the skies to, quote, halt global warming. It's a suicide pact. Liberalism is a suicide cult. They have no sense of survival, no sense of humanity, no reason, no logic, nothing. Some of them aren't even human, by the way, but that's another podcast. So I hope this helps explain what is happening. And when I say there's no such thing as white privilege, what I mean is I want to live in a society where people are judged based on the content of their character, just as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stated. That's the society in which I want to live. I don't want to live in a society where the most incompetent person rises to the top and has power over everybody else, even when they are not qualified for that position. And they've just been given all these extra boosts because of all these other factors that have nothing to do with competency. That's how you destroy societies, and that's what liberals are doing. So read more at my website, leftcult.com, or check out newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can also hear more podcasts@healthrangerreport.com, or watch my Counterthink show once a week at counterthink.com. It's a 43-minute video, like a mini documentary, every week. New episodes show up there usually Monday or Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.